With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli troops and armor have expanded their assault into the northern and central areas of the Gaza Strip. Of course, that is in response to the terrible terrorist attack on October 7th that left more than 1,400 Israelis dead. Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump continues to hold a sizable lead over his GOP presidential rivals in Iowa.
With January's first-in-the-nation caucuses less than 3 months away, Trump has a commanding lead in Iowa, according to the NBC News Des Moines Register poll. Among likely Iowa caucus-goers, Trump has 43% support. Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis are tied for second at 16%. Haley jumped higher since the August poll, while DeSantis slipped. All the other GOP candidates are in single digits. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some pumpkin farmers in the West are feeling the pinching effects of drought. Colorado farmer Alan Mazzotti says he'll keep farming pumpkins for a bit longer, even though he says there's really no future in it.
You're at the mercy of Mother Nature, so it's hard to plan, and you do the best you can. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're not.
And farmers have had to rely on dwindling water for irrigation among their ongoing problems. China's leaders are meeting in Beijing to talk about the country's economy. Here's Jeremy House.
The meeting is aimed at searching for ways to mend China's fractured property market, create jobs for millions of unemployed youths, and spur faster growth. The National Financial Work Conference, usually held twice a decade, is expected to further fortify leader Xi Jinping's control of the country's $61 trillion financial sector. It follows the announcement last week of plans to issue $330 billion in bonds for infrastructure projects and disaster prevention.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting, and this is SRN News. America's pastors are worried about giving.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates have filed a federal lawsuit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. The plaintiffs argue the law stems from what they call the decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 35 states have such laws. This is SRN News. The Israel-Hamas conflict makes its presence felt in Russia. The latest from the media line's Felice Friedson.
Worldwide protests against Israel since the October 7th Hamas invasion continue to grow more violent. On Sunday night, anti-Semitic mobs trashed the airport at the Russian Republic of Dagestan as rioters searched for Jewish passengers that arrived aboard a flight to Tel Aviv. The mob checked passengers' passports to ascertain national identities, only to find all aboard carried Russian IDs. The rioters then moved outside the terminal to inspect vehicles leaving the airport. Officials at the Israeli embassy in Moscow worked with Russian officials in a futile attempt to defuse the situation. 15 Jewish Israeli passengers were protected at the airport until it was safe to fly them to Moscow. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.